Declaration of Epic Proportions by Bleed For You One, read by Bleed For You One. With each passing moment, Draco felt more and more enveloped with a warm feeling in the pit of his stomach. On the black couch in front of the fireplace, Draco had his head in Harry's lap and was enjoying every minute of it. Harry stroked his fingers absentmindedly through Draco's soft hair as he read through some new Quidditch book. It was spontaneous and random, but that was how it came to Draco. The feeling had been there for weeks now, and lying there, Draco had just now thought of what the feeling really meant. "Harry, I love you." The book fell. With a thud, it hit the ground and Harry's leg twitched. Draco looked up at Harry's expression and sat up, worried. Harry's face was frozen, staring at the wall above the fireplace, and his hand was still out, fingers outstretched, as if still holding on to the book. "Harry? Darling, are you okay?" Draco asked in concern, running his fingertips over Harry's cheek. It seemed to unfreeze Harry a bit. Harry stumbled over his words incoherently, his eyes glazing over. "You love me?" "Yes, that is what I just said," Draco rolled his eyes. "It doesn't mean you have to say anything back or whatever. I just felt it, so I said, oomph!" Draco's lips were suddenly attacked by Harry, who felt the need to smother him with kisses. "Oh, Draco!" Harry squealed. Squealed. That's right. Draco Malfoy had just made the savior of the wizarding world squeal. Draco thought he'd die a happy man. "What is wrong with you, you maniac?" Draco mumbled underneath the onslaught of kisses being delivered to every inch of his face. "I love you too. Merlin, I've been a nervous wreck. I was going to say it to you at the Christmas party, but then Teddy got sick and we had to take him to St. Mungo's, and then I was just now planning to tell you over the New Year's Eve dinner thing that you planned in France, and gee, she beat me to it, but I mean, I don't mind. I'm so glad that you love me too." Draco sat there in confusion and shock while Harry still kissed him repeatedly on the cheek. Laughing suddenly, Draco held Harry's face in his hand to make him stop. "Baby, this is what you've been moodily staring off into the distance about lately?" Draco laughed, shaking his head. "Saying I love you to me didn't have to be some huge profession or declaration of your love. You didn't have to go through all the trouble of planning anything. Saying how you feel, well, it should just be when or how you feel it, like I just did. It doesn't have to be a big deal or in front of people or anything like that." Harry sighed and bit his lip. "Really? No declaration of epic proportions like in the movies and books? You make it sound so easy and perfect." "It is. That's why it's called love, dear," Draco said, leaning in for a perfect kiss. "Now, since you claim to love me so much, how about you go make me a cup of tea, I knew you'd find a way to use this to your advantage," Harry said, rolling his eyes. The end.